Hey, this is Mike Bobbitt. I'm a guy who used to make things, and sometimes I still do. These days, I prefer making podcasts, and I have a new one called Soundtrack to My Life. On this podcast, I talk to different creative people about the music that shaped them. Sometimes the conversations are funny, and sometimes they're just kind of sweet.
I love that Pina Colada song. Yeah, I do.
Rihanna has had a huge impact on my songwriting.
I'm diving into the ocean, finding that one fish that has the toxins, and I'm just drinking those toxins all day.
Maybe they're saying, like, you should now go forth and rock. It's like a peace be with you situation.
I also have a playlist called F Jams. One in. To just in case.
We danced to a jazz version of My Favorite Things.
Soundtrack to My Life. It's available exclusive on Spotify. It's a exclusive. I'm going to try to make that word take off. It's a music plus talk show, meaning I can play songs in their entirety. So think of this as an interactive playlist with some of the coolest creative people I know, and you should know too. Soundtrack to My Life, a Spotify exclusive.
Welcome back to Great Lakes Confidential. I am Angie, and I am really excited because I don't have a co-host with me today. Instead, I'm going to be interviewing Miss Jody from Make-A-Wish, Michigan. Hi, Jody.
Hi, everybody. So good to be here, Angie. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. How's it going?
It's great. This sunny Monday afternoon has us at the start of event season at Make-A-Wish Michigan, and we are excited and ready to go.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about Make-A-Wish Michigan.
Yeah, absolutely. I will do so happily and try to manage my enthusiasm. But as folks maybe know a little bit about Make-A-Wish, here in Michigan, our mission is to grant life-altering and life-inspiring wishes to children who are navigating a critical illness diagnosis or a period of critical illness in their lives. And every year we bring that joy, hope, and confidence that comes with a wish to over 450 kiddos. And here in Michigan, our chapter, we are on track and have set a record-breaking goal for this year to grant 500 wishes to kiddos here in Michigan who need and deserve that wish to move forward in their life and in their medical journey.
That's really exciting. So when you say record-breaking, is that record-breaking just for Michigan, or is that record-breaking for all the states that have a chapter? Yeah.
Just here in Michigan. So there are 58 chapters of Make-A-Wish across the U.S., and here in Michigan, the state is the chapter. I find myself lifting my right hand and pointing at my at my mitten to do the visual demonstration. So our chapter is the whole state, and we know that on any given year, 800 to 900 children just in the state of Michigan receive a life-altering critical illness diagnosis. And so while we are so honored and excited to keep growing and striving to reach that 500 wishes goal, we know that there are still kiddos out there who need and deserve a wish, and we will just keep doing anything it takes to say yes.
So what is the criteria for a child to become a Make-A-Wish kiddo?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So as is true all across the country, but here in Michigan, wishes are able to be considered for kiddos who are between 2.5 and all the way up until one's 18th birthday. The wish can be considered and approved. It might actually get, come to fruition a little bit after that 18th birthday. I was just reading this week's approved wish list. And included a young person who waited until after COVID and the opportunity to travel. And admittedly, based on some of the details of their case, I can see they might have been waiting for their hair to grow back. And so they'll be executing their wish when they are 20, but it was approved before their 18th birthday. So the age range is 2.5 to 18. And then we work really actively with the child's medical providers, their doctors, their nurses, a lot of of the family support professionals are how we are introduced or referred to children. And then there's a pretty stringent medical qualification system, just to be certain that we are, you know, using our resources wisely and taking the support of the community incredibly seriously. So there are 12 major diagnoses that come under consideration, and we are often working really hand in hand with the medical team to work through that referral process anywhere across the state. But we have had kiddos in every single county in the state of Michigan through our history, certainly, but even in recent years. You know, geography is very diverse here in the state, you know, from Leelanau County up in the northwest corner of the state to the metro Detroit area to Grand Rapids to Lansing to Bay City to Flint to Kalamazoo and everywhere in between. Sadly, wow. Critical illness for children can find can really exist anywhere.
Yeah. So how long have you been with Make-A-Wish?
Let's see. I look down at my calendar. I'm just shy of my first anniversary, and at Make-A-Wish Michigan, that still makes me quite a newbie. We have a pretty strong group of long tenured employees, a number of folks who are 5, 10, 15, and this year we actually just celebrated the 20th anniversary of one of our colleagues. So I'm just about a year's time. We've got 40 full-time professionals that are part of our team that split between an office in the Metro Detroit area in Southfield and then tucked inside of the Children's Hospital in Grand Rapids. We have another small West Michigan team.
So how long has Make-A-Wish as a whole started in, I don't remember what year.
Yeah. Make-A-Wish America precedes us by a few years, but here in Michigan this year, in 2024, we're actually celebrating our 40th birthday. And we say birthday, not anniversary, because, you know, when you work with kids, everything's a party or a cause for cake or confetti. So we are really proud to have made it to this milestone. And when the year comes to a close, we will have achieved 12,000 wishes for Michigan children over the course of those 40 years. We started in 1984 with a little guy named Joshua, who wished to go to Disney. And the movement just keeps going year after year after year. You can see in those early years, you know, we had 10, maybe 15 wishes. And as I said, this year we're on track to 500. Last year, we broke a record to close in at 475, and we have our sights set on 550 wishes by the end of 2026.
And how do you make those wishes come true?
Yeah. Oh, such a teamwork moment. So I feel like every wish, you know, there's like 15 stories at a minimum that kind of pack into that wish. So many people are involved with making that wish come true. And the process, once we are referred, again, either by a child's medical provider, the social worker, children can also refer themselves. About, you know, 25 to 35% of our kiddos, we get a call from the family just to see if the kiddo qualifies. And once we've determined that in fact they qualify for a wish and we're ready to move forward, one of the great opportunities for your listeners or for the community in general is that we really, at that point, we hand the process over to a volunteer. And so we really count on the time and the commitment and the elbow grease of community volunteers that get connected directly to a wish kid and help with that discovery process, as we call it. So, you know, let's daydream. Let's make sure that this is your one true, heartfelt, just deeply purposeful wish for your life. If that's to, you know, meet Mickey Mouse, if that next week we've got a kiddo headed to Dollywood in Tennessee, if that's to have a playhouse in your backyard that has a wheelchair lift, if that's, you know, to be able to go fishing with grandpa and have a chance to, you know, take a great Michigan family vacation. Like, it's all over the map. If it's a puppy, it's the, one of my favorites was the, you know, the kiddo that wanted to be an airline professional for the day and hand out drinks and snacks on a flight. Like, as the imaginations of children are so vivid, you can imagine that it's all over the map. So the volunteer gets paired with the child and their family and kind of really works through that exploration process. What do we love? What are we interested in? Okay, we love Mario. You know, we love plants and flowers. We want to see a turtle in the ocean. And that time to figure out what is the true heartfelt wish of the child is a partnership with a great volunteer. We are always looking for new volunteers to help with that wish process. If anybody's interested, you can always visit us at michigan.wish.org and get signed up. Go through training, and you can have the chance to connect with a kid directly very quickly. And then the other piece of it that we like to say through this process is that the wish comes true when it is needed most. And so as the example I shared earlier, sometimes the wish is on a little bit of a longer timeline. It might be that the kiddo has, you know, it's April right now in this conversation. Maybe there's a really big surgery that's getting built up to over the summer. And the wish is going to come after that surgery, so that there's, you know, something to anticipate and look forward to and research and plan and think about what do I want to look at? What do I want to see? What are the photos I want to prepare for? What are the questions I'm going to ask? We had a little guy who wanted to go to Washington, D.C. and go into the White House and see all of the monuments, and in advance of a very tricky bone marrow procedure for him and a very long hospital stay, he practiced all the questions he would ask at the White House and, you know, all the things. And so the wish can often be, yes, obviously the thing or the experience or the chance to meet a certain celebrity or have an object, you know, added to your home. Very powerful to have it, you know, come true, that moment. But often we find that the real lasting lifetime and medical impact is in that chance to have something to look forward to, you know, a cause to stay hopeful, a way to be distracted, something to have conversation with your friends or back at school if when you go back, so that not every moment has to be about medicine and treatment and, you know, potential physical discomfort or pain or something that's fear-inducing. And the loss of, you know, kind of the daily rhythm of childhood. A life-altering diagnosis just kind of puts childhood in a, you know, vice grip. And the opportunity to still think like a child and be childlike and have that sparkle and something to look forward to is not only a very joyful and hope, you know, brings a lot of hope to the family and their siblings and the parents or caregivers, but also has really meaningful medical impact. I mean, we hear it from our doctors all the time that they can prescribe so many medicines, but without the child having something to look forward to or that sensation of the future still being hopeful, you know, medicine can only get you so far. And so once the wish has been determined and the timing is determined, we kind of hand the process back over to our professional team that manages all of the planning and logistics and, you know, delivery or installation or all of the things that make it come true. And then the kiddo and their volunteer and their family kind of come back together when the wish comes true. If that's in 3 weeks or, you know, in some cases, it might be a year and a half down the road. And then we have a really robust alumni program to help the kiddos that want to stay in touch and continue to help us connect to other families or provide that kind of guidance to others. We have a really great alumni program that allows that relationship to carry on in the future. And in fact, we have a couple of Make-A-Wish Michigan employees who are, in fact, Wish alumni.
Well, that's interesting. I don't think I knew about the alumni program. If I did, it was something that there's so much information when we came to visit that I can't keep track of all of it. So I don't remember the alumni program, but that's really cool. And I love that. How are these wishes funded? Because I can't imagine that it's an expensive process.
It is. I think one of the, you know, most powerful misconceptions that we are really joyfully given the opportunity to break up. First is the idea that this is kind of, you know, a dying wish, that these children all have terminal diagnoses and this is kind of, you know, a last hurrah. That's just not the case, as medical care has really evolved, particularly for pediatric cancer, cystic fibrosis. We are seeing that the long-term life outcomes are actually still quite optimistic, not to minimize the current chapter or the need for the wish or the true, just grueling reality that a lot of our kids are facing. But this isn't a dying wish for the vast majority of our kiddos. But wishes are expensive. And the other misconception that we're often up against is that every wish is free. And while we have an incredible team that does so much to find those great friends that are willing to donate, you know, the item or the opportunity, and, you know, the reality is, particularly coming out of COVID, the majority of our wishes right now are very travel centric, right? Everybody had a case of the wiggles, wanted to get out and about. And if, I don't know about you, but if you've tried to book a flight, you know, anywhere these in the last year, you've noted that it's extremely expensive to travel right now. So we have seen universally in the last 2 years a really sharp increase in wish costs and in travel costs in particular. We've done a lot of creative work to make sure we're spending every penny wisely and, you know, trim all of any fat that we could find, if you will, in the budget, and think really creatively about bulk purchasing and, you know, being smart about trying to not have as much travel when snow would impact an extended trip or cause increased cost. But at the end of the day, a true heartfelt wish could be very, very, you know, could be $1,000 and it could be 10 times that. And our role as an organization is to hold true to mission and not try to figure out how to make the wish, you know, dim that sparkle to make it more affordable. Our job is to be responsible with our resources, but also generally, you know, find a way to say yes. So every year we raise somewhere between $11 and $12 million. We do not have any government support. There are no, you know, magic wands. When we end our budget year and wake up the next day, on the 1st of September, we are back to zero and we start all over again. And that body of work counts on thousands of people who make myself cry, unbelievably generously decide to share their resources with us financially. That counts on, you know, well over 1,000 volunteers a year who help with wishes, help with events, part of our Speakers Bureau, do some type of peer-to-peer fundraising where they might, you know, invite their friends to care about their birthday or support one of our events. But it is a huge statewide community of individual donors, school-based programs. We've got elementary schools across the state that host penny drives, you know, sororities and fraternities on college campuses that host benefits, corporate partners, folks riding 300 miles on their bicycles in July for a special fundraising event. You name it, we're doing it. but this year our budget rounds out at just about $11.5 million to meet those 500 wishes, in a way where we feel both very proud that we made every penny count for, you know, 25 cents, but where we absolutely held true to what we know, and that is that the one true heartfelt wish of a child changes their life forever, and we'll find a way.
That's amazing. What is the, what's the craziest wish that you've either helped facilitate or that you know about through Make-A-Wish Michigan?
Wow. There's so, I mean, you know, we're now 11,700 and change in. So two that will come to mind that just are kind of lore in the last few years. And, you know, for me personally, I have to say this sweet young woman that is headed to Dollywood soon, if I could like hitch my giddy up and join with, that sounds like a great wish to me. But
yeah, exactly. If there's room in that suitcase,
there's room in that minivan, I want to go. But two of the most just like incredibly fun and creative ones that have happened in the last little stretch was a young kiddo, a little gentleman about 6 years old, who wished to be a red Spinosaurus dinosaur. It wasn't that he wanted to go to the Jurassic theme park or, you know, meet a paleontologist. He wanted to be a red Spinosaurus dinosaur. And so we had a custom costume made for him. He was literally like enveloped in a breakable dinosaur egg. He got to like be birthed, if you will, as a dinosaur egg. And then he had a whole day's path where he got to fight crime and like meet people and go on an adventure, go on adventures as a red Spinosaurus dinosaur all day long. And he's got his claws and his cool costume and he's, you know, wandering, going through town and, you know, roar. And I just like, oh my gosh, this kid who's, you know, thinking to himself, I can have anything in the world. And what he wanted, he didn't want to meet a dinosaur, didn't want to see a dinosaur, wanted to be a dinosaur. And that one was just, you know, kind of tickles us still to this day. And I think one of the most impactful ones in the last year, this was last summer in 2023, we had a really, really amazing young man named Jude who had been treated in his high school years for an aggressive brain tumor at Bronson Hospital out in Kalamazoo. And upon finishing his treatment, which happened to overlap with COVID, so he had a very extended hospital stay medically, but also even more isolated than your average kid because nobody could go visit at the hospital. I mean, he really interacted exclusively with his parents and the medical team. And by the time he was able to come out of the hospital and kind of stabilize and, you know, resume his teenage years, his sense of gratitude when we got to the final, you know, what do you want to do for your wish? And he could say, I want to go to Hawaii. I want to, you know, drive a race car. I could, all the things that you think a teenage young man might come up with. You know, I want to throw a football on a certain team's field. He announced that he wanted to make certain that all the kiddos that he met in the children's hospital while he had treatment and surgery had a good summer. He knows that isolation. He knew what it was like to be there for a long time. And so he shared that he wanted to do a, you know, kind of holidays, Christmas in July, if you will, event, with Christmas trees and Santa and all of the festivities that the season brings at his hospital. And we were so inspired by the fact that his wish was to give back his wish that we kind of put that idea on Jets. And when we revealed to him that we had figured out how to say yes to his wish, we took the whole thing up a notch and ended up having Christmas in July at all six of Michigan's children's hospitals. And so you know, many thousands of toys, lots of cupcakes. We had craft parties, you name it, from Kalamazoo to Grand Rapids to Saginaw to Lansing to Ann Arbor to Detroit. For in the entire month of July, we toured about and made Jude's wish come true, not only for the kids he knew and the place that he called home during his journey, but for kids all across the state. And his generosity really inspired us to do more than just one hospital. As soon as we all heard it, we were like, well, obviously, if this, you know, incredible 17-year-old young man can make that decision, we can do our best work too. And so that was just one that we all, you know, even seeing one of the more impactful pieces of it was watching the staff members in those children's hospitals and the doctors react and see their clients have a great day, right? This patient who might spend so much time by themselves and be losing hope a little bit, to come down and have, you know, a party and a chance to pick out a toy or an electronics. And in one case, when we were for the event at University of Michigan, Mott Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor, there was another teenage young woman who had a very similar brain tumor to Jude. And she had really kind of come into a phase where imagining the future was becoming harder. And he was able to, you know, kind of pull away from the crowd and just spend some time privately with her and just give her a little bit of a, you know, peer-to-peer pep talk. And her mom shared with us afterwards, that was the first time she'd seen her smile and just kind of laugh and be normal, right? Talking to another kid in well over a year. And so it's not always that it's a wish to give back, but we really, when those wishes come our way, we try to hold it dear and take it a little bit further if we can. We also have a little, a young woman who wished to rejuvenate the playground at her elementary school. So we see the sweetness and the humanity really regularly. And we also know that so many kiddos just have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity meeting their favorite characters at Disney, or in this case, you know, with the Dollywood, headed to go see where Miss Dolly came from. All types of creativity, but the red Spinosaurus and the Christmas in July were two recent ones that really, really, really were special for the team to be part of. I got to watch that happen.
I might get emotional talking about it just because my listeners will tell you I'm very emotional.
That's why we love you.
Obviously, you're well aware, but for my listeners, we at my work, Village Ford, got to participate in a wish for a kiddo last year, and that was so crazy amazing. Like, just his wish was to ride in a Bronco, and, you know, for us, it was like, we take that for granted because I can walk outside and get, you know, I can get the keys to any Bronco on the lot and walk outside and just drive it away if I really want to. And to think that that was a teen boy's wish, was to ride in a Bronco. And then for us to be able to, like, the whole thing just kind of fell into our laps, and for us to be able to help make that wish come true. It was just, was such an incredibly magical day at the dealership. I mean, everybody was just, his enthusiasm was so contagious.
Well, I think it's a really good example of, you know, when I say we every year, you know, try to figure out how to raise $11 or $12 million. You know, it takes everyone. When I say it takes a village, in this case, I mean literally Village Ford, but like it takes a village, and, you know, the dealership and the employee community and your owner, and just, I mean, you know, it has been so genuine and so incredibly heartfelt and so incredibly generous of spirit and resource. I hope it's mutual, but I certainly feel like if we hit a tough moment or we needed, you know, a last minute airport ride for a kiddo in a cool car, like, you're on my short list of people that I feel like moment I could call and say, hey guys, we're in a pinch, we need a little help. And it just it was such a genuine point of connection. I feel like the values at the dealership and at Make-A-Wish, that commitment to teamwork and empathy and, you know, working hard but doing the right thing and taking care of your neighbors, like, we share that. And our best partnerships come when we have that moment where we just agree that you got to get it right for kids. And most of our, you know, all of our kiddos, but certainly those that are in the middle of their wish journey, right? Like, they've been dealt a tough card. And any one of us, you know, at a certain age in life, you could testify, you know, somebody who's been through a rough health experience. You know, my own household includes a cancer survivorship, right? Like, you get to a certain point where everybody knows somebody, but that's not true when you're five. And so, you know, the rally that it takes is worth every like penny, every scrap of effort, because it's just not fair. And yet we see so regularly the courageousness, the bravery, the ability to keep moving forward, the ability to make all of us feel better, the laughter, the good time, you know, the inspiration. These kids carry a load that no one should, and certainly not at their age. And it's so magical to watch the laughter and the joy that still pours out. And I do feel like our relationship with Village Ford is just powerful, not only because we all see that the same way, but we've had that chance to connect with a great kiddo who wanted to go to the auto show and wanted to see Detroit where cars were made and wanted to ride in a Bronco and meet real people who had relationships to Ford products every day. And it was a dream come true for him. I mean, he could have asked for anything in the whole world, and he wanted to come be in Detroit and see what we do best here in Southeast Michigan and meet your team. And you all gave him a set of lifetime memories that no matter what he faces in the future, I'm certain that will be one of his very, very favorite days of his whole life.
Well, he gave that to us.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a very, very special kiddo, but it's so interesting because I think of the year, even just this one year that I've been here, I'm like, oh, that was special. That was special. That was special. You know, we get the real, you know, I've worked near to 25 years in nonprofits and I've had so many incredible opportunities and just amazing moments. But I have to say that this role, more than anything else I've ever worked on or been privileged to be a part of, being part of Make-A-Wish Michigan stops me in my tracks and causes me to exhale or inhale or lose my breath almost once a day. I mean, you just can't not feel it so deep in your heart and deep in your desire to find a way to do more. Like every day feels like an adventure, and every day I hope tomorrow I do even better.
We are so grateful that you showed up at our doorstep.
Well, it was truly, it was a funny moment because when we first found out that this wonderful kiddo was visiting to, you know, experience Detroit and the auto show and get in some cars with any luck, I thought, oh gosh, you know, we just had a little bit of interactivity with those amazing folks over at Village Ford. I'll just call and see if they want to participate. But you all really took the baton. And I said, you know, maybe a couple car rides, maybe a t-shirt or something. And then, you know, I showed up a little bit early and then the family arrived and you all had far, far exceeded anyone's expectations to really be certain that he would leave with lifetime memory and the chance to ride in any cars he wanted and special gifts and treats to take back and the chance to have some unique access within future events and the auto show throughout the weekend. But his parents have since, you know, communicated back to us. It was really the chance to just be with all of those cars and be with you all and go on those rides. Like, that's what he still talks about, is that the wind in his hair going down Michigan Avenue, you know, and just having the normal experience of a teenager who loves cars.
We love it. And we love him so much and his family. they were all just so amazing and just so grateful for us, but like I said, we're grateful for them. Like we were just so thrilled to be able to participate in something like that and to give back. Because you know, as you know, that's what we try to do throughout the year is to make sure that we're giving back to our community. So speaking of giving back to the community, there's a pretty big event coming up that I wanted to touch on so that we can get this episode out on time. So hopefully a couple people will hear it and they'll maybe show up to the event. So tell me about Walk for Wishes.
Yeah. Well, and thank you to Village Ford for being one of our sponsors. Come on down to Walk for Wishes. And we're going to have a groovy, I imagine, Make-A-Wish blue car on site and some folks from the Village Ford team. So you can see this magic unfolding. But this is one of our most fun and family friendly events and fundraisers throughout the year. So on Saturday, May 4th, upcoming, not this next weekend, but the one after, you and a few thousand of your friends can join us at the Detroit Zoo. And folks generally register in advance and can pay a small fee. I believe it's $15 to join us. Some folks that are hosting whole teams and doing super fundraisers and, you know, really coming into this event, many, many thousands of dollars raised in advance for Wishes. But at the end of the day, it's a super fun, family-friendly event. We do a walkabout at the zoo. If you register in advance, we've got, you know, t-shirts. We're going to do a live wish reveal right there during our mid-walk rally. So we'll be sharing with one young person their impending wish coming true, and we get to do that live together that Saturday morning. And so it's fun. Come on down. If you visit our dedicated website, which is walk4wishesmi.org. Everything's there. You can sign up, register, get the details, let us know you're coming. But we've got babies and strollers to wiggly toddlers to folks prepping for a 5K to you name it. But it's a really fun, easy way to help us raise resources we need to grant those 500 wishes, but also, you know, get out and about on a Saturday morning, enjoy the zoo, and hopefully meet some amazing folks who believe in the things you believe in as well and help those wishes come true.
Awesome. So is the walk is for all ages. Is it also all abilities?
Yep. All ages, okay. All abilities. We will have some folks that do the full loop throughout the zoo, which is, I believe, just shy of about 1.5 to 2 miles. We have other folks that will take a much slower saunter and kind of just join us to the rally point, if you will. We will have wheelchair accessibility, water, snacks, opportunities to rest. It's really your call, you know, if you want to do the whole thing or just kind of be there to enjoy the environment. But folks can define their own pathway literally and figuratively at this one. But yep, all information is available at walkforwishesmi.org.
Okay, awesome. And then you have another event coming up in July that's pretty major as well. What's that one about?
Yeah, so this one is a little more daunting, and I would say it does take a good bit of physical preparation. And this year will be our 37th Wish a Mile bike tour, another one of our really special outside Enjoy the Michigan Summer events that Village Ford is sponsoring and joining us for. So Wish a Mile is a bicycle tour that kind of takes place in central to southwest Michigan in a loop. We start at Marshall High School, kind of outside of Jackson, central Michigan. We head to Kalamazoo and to Holland and then back to Marshall over the course of 3 days. So riders that do the full tour by the end have completed about 100 miles a day in a full 300-mile bicycle tour. Wow. I would say that I'm not ready to make I could maybe commit to that for 2028 with some real work, but you know, we do have a 100-mile option for folks who just want to do the tour on Sunday and a 200-mile option that folks that want to do Saturday and Sunday. But ultimately, there are other ways to be helpful if the idea of riding 300 miles on your bike kind of makes you feel a little woozy. Or in my case, I'm like, do I even have a bike? Like, that's a really good question. So, but we are always, with the same thing, we are always looking for volunteers or folks who might want to sponsor or help us out. There are hands all along the way, assisting at rest stops, making sure we're keeping those riders full of, you know, good high potency snacks. We've got Gatorade, medics, bicycle repair specialists, and then a big way to have a bunch of fun at the very end on Sundays, we host kind of a welcome back rally called Heroes Hurrah. And towards the end of the ride, the last mile, this one will choke me up in the back of the throat, but the riders do a silent mile at the very end. And all of the kiddos, sadly, that we've lost in the last year are memorialized through that final mile. And then they kind of break through and cross the finish line. And when they land across that finish line, you know, we've got music and food and they're reunited with their families. But most powerfully, every team of riders gets attached or assigned, if you will, what we call a wish hero. So a kiddo who's completed or is in the middle of their wish journey. And that's really the young person that they take with them in their heart and in the mentally and physically hard parts of the ride. That's the kiddo that they kind of put back in their heart to get to the top of that hill, literally. And in their fundraising efforts in advance of the tour, our riders are often, you know, working with or referencing the story of that particular wish kid as they reach out to their friends and family to raise money. And when they cross the finish line and kind of, the exhale, I made it and all is well. I'm very sweaty, but I'm so happy and so proud. Their wish hero, all of our wish heroes are waiting at the finish line. And then they put the finisher's medal on all of the riders that carried their name. And so it's a really just wonderful, powerful afternoon. But we've, you know, got music and activities for kids. Again, super family friendly. And this year we've got, we're suspecting we'll have, you know, somewhere between 250 and 300 riders. And it's just a ton of fun. Sunday's the big day because we do get a number of folks that do that, the 100 mile and join the pack, if you will, that's finishing the 300. So that all you can click through at michigan.wish.org. There's an events button and you can kind of click through and get all of those details too. But always looking for more supporters, always looking for more volunteers. And again, that's another opportunity that's super family friendly. And we obviously love kids, but we want your kids to come and, you know, be part of it too and have that chance to start to learn not only about the work, but that model of generosity and kindness in their own family. So yeah, we're ready for anybody.
Definitely. That's amazing. I'm so excited. I can't wait for the walk. I will not be riding a bike, but I will absolutely be at the finish line. That's my plan. I'm better suited for, waving people
I'm very suited for the celebration at the end.
Oh, yes.
That's my Olympic gold medal is in the celebration. In the part where there's food trucks and music. I'm like, spot on, A+.
Yeah, that's definitely my thing for sure. So any information that they want, anybody listening, if they want any more information, they can go to
Michigan.wish.org. We'll have opportunities to volunteer, find out more about events, connect to giving opportunities. And I'd say, please know, all of the relationships take time. If you're like, gosh, maybe this is something my employer would like to, have a little 15-minute lunch and learn at your staff meeting, share volunteer opportunities, share a little bit about our work, help you meet a wish kiddo that might be connected to your own geographic community. We are really adept at that kind of plug and play, be it in person or virtually. And so as you look at the website or just think you might want to get more involved, my pep talk for everybody coming out of COVID, when we've all become a little bit more socially cautious and just it takes a little more effort to pull people out of their shell, like, we're ready for you. We'll make it easy. We'll make it fun. And I promise you that a relationship with Make-A-Wish Michigan will add joy and absolute just depth and a real sense of gratitude to your life. But we'll make it fun and easy. So anything that you might want to learn more about, head on over to michigan.wish.org and we'll get you all rigged up.
Perfect. And I will also have the websites in my show notes, so that listeners can just very easily click that and go directly to the website. And then anything that they need, they can just reach out. And I'm sure you guys would be more than happy to help. So
we'll make it work.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time today, Jody. I so appreciate you and everything that you and Make-A-Wish Michigan does. I love everybody over in your offices. they're the absolute best. They truly are. And I'm excited to continue to meet more wish kiddos and see what sort of dreams we can make come true. So thank you for your time.
You have an enthusiastic and extensive fan club on our side, and door is always open for you or other guests, and I really appreciate the chance. Every time we get to tell a few more new people about our work, we know that we get to grant more wishes and change more lives. And so every minute of this conversation is powerful, and I'm just really grateful for the chance to work on this together.
Absolutely. I'm excited to see what the future brings us.
All the good things.
All the good things. Thank you again, Jody. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, my dear.